Okay, good morning, everybody. We're the fifth day of the month of Av, Shavua Shechalbo, the week of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, the 26th day of the month of July, 2020, 5780. The persona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really towers over the Jewish people in the story of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. I wanted to devote the next 2 days to the personality of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But to begin with, the Gemara in Masechta Yoma, which tells us that the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on account of pettiness and fraternal hatred that could not be reasonably explained. It says there was great Torah, and there was even great Chesed, believe it or not, in that generation. But the pervasiveness of Sinas Chinam, of intolerance and hatred, even to the point of hatred. The Torah says, Lo sisna sachicha b'levecha, to Torah-level violation, to carry malice and animus in one's heart, not only to act on it, certainly we can't do that either, they can't be vengeful, that's the isser of nekama, of lo sikom, we can't bear grudges of netira, but at the core of it all is the prohibition, Lo sisna sachicha b'levecha, we cannot carry hatred in our hearts for members of the Jewish people. And that was precisely the problem. And the Gemara says that this teaches us that Sinas Chinam, in some sense, is shakul, is the equal of the causes of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, which are the three cardinal sins of Judaism: immorality, idolatry, and bloodshed. So that gives you some kind of an idea of how corrosive hatred is to a spiritual persona. There's no doubt that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, whose role in shepherding the Jewish people through the actual destruction is a story in its own right, that we'll talk about tomorrow. Whether Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai created a culture in the aftermath of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that was really meant to address precisely this issue. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that Margila b'fumayu d'Rabbanan d'Yavna, that this was what was commonly said amongst the rabbis of Yavna, which was, of course, the Great Torah Center, as we'll discuss more tomorrow, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai constructed in the wake of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So this is what they used to say, Ani birya v'chaveri birya, that I am a creature of the Lord, and so is my friend a creature of the Lord. So again, a validation from the very beginning. Ani malachti b'ir v'hu malachta b'sada. I work in the city, I study in the Beit Midrash, I'm responsible for Torah leadership, for teaching Torah, for halachic rulings, etc. He works in a more agrarian capacity, so an acknowledgement of diversity. Kishem shani lo mizgadar m'lachto, hueno mizgadar m'lachti. I don't pretend to be able to do his job, and he doesn't pretend to be able to do my job. In other words, a sense of a healthy diversity and mutual respect. V'shema tomar ani marbe v'hu mamit, that somehow I'm more important than he is, my contribution is more necessary than his is. This is precisely the kind of superiority of a sense of somehow aggrandizing oneself over a person who's different, maybe different in background, maybe different in education, maybe different in socioeconomic status, whatever it is. These are the kinds of differences that became chasms, that became bases of hatred in the years leading up to the second Beit HaMikdash. And now we have an acknowledgement of difference, difference in education, difference in vocation, difference in all kinds of different ways. And here's the punchline, V'shema tomar ani marbe v'hu mamid, that my contribution is more central, more significant than his. On the contrary, amarnu echad hamarbe v'echad hamamid, uvilvad shi'chavin libo l'shamayim. What's important is that a person's heart is in the right place, directed towards the heavens, towards service of the Almighty. That's what counts in the end, and what matters is not the quantitative metric. And here we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to create a culture where people tolerated, and not just tolerated, but appreciated those who were different than they were. How was he able to do this? I'd like to suggest that the very same daf, that very same page in the Gemara in Brachos, gives us a little bit of an insight into Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in terms of personal conduct. Let's bear in mind that the Gemara in Sukkah, daf Kaf Ches, tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's erudition was unsurpassed. Lohiniach Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados. He knew all of classical Torah, Havayos, the Abayev, the Rava, the Gemara goes on to say. He knew all the philosophy of the world, Maisa Merkava, etc. All of that was known to him. And yet, he himself did not walk around with a complex about that. There's a beautiful Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that we discuss in our Avos series, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was wont to say, Im lamata Torah harbe, if you happen to know somebody who learned a lot of Torah, he would be exactly such a person, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha, a person shouldn't become haughty, arrogant, self-satisfied, ki lekach notzarta. Ultimately, that's what we're here to do. In Talmud Torah, can I get kulam bishinant levanecha, for all of us to do our best to pass on that which we've come to understand to the next generation without too much fanfare, without too much exhibitionism, without too much of a sense of superiority. So there was certainly a modest spirit to him, but one of, I think, the most dramatic ways that it manifested itself is what the Gemara and Brachos says on that same page, in Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara Brachos says, Amro lava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they were able to give testimony, lo higdimo adam shalom me'olam afilu nachri bashok. He was always the first person to say hello. He was always the first person to greet somebody else. Didn't matter if the person was Jewish. If a person wasn't Jewish, they knew the person, didn't know the person. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt people are created b'tzelem Elokim. They deserve to be treated with respect. You can see how this is a direct response to the fraternal hatred that was responsible for the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if he conducted himself in this way, people saw it wasn't just talk, but that it was real action, and that he conducted himself in ways large and small that reflected very, very deep concern for all human beings, and how this would be the singular, unsurpassed antidote to sinas chinam, to fraternal hatred. I think the personality of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai resonates for us so deeply at this time, not just because of his historical role, but the way that he created a culture that was meant, of course, to respond to the pathologies of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. Sadly, it didn't last forever. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had great students, including Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis and Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. They had a great student, Rabbi Akiva, and we know that Rabbi Akiva's students, so just three generations later from Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara Nivamos and Samach Beis tells us that lo nohagu kavod zebazed, that somehow the message of the great grand Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai filtered down through Rabbi Akiva, v'havta l'reicha kamocha zeklal gadol b'Torah, was lost upon his students. And therefore we know it's a battle that has to be waged in every generation. Sinas chinam, unfortunately, is still with us in various ways. We have to see the best in one another, not those we agree with, but especially those with whom we disagree, and we disagree substantively and seriously. Sinas chinam doesn't mean that a person can't maintain a disagreement, but it means that all machlokos should be, as we said before, l'shem shamayim, uvilvat she'echaben libo l'shamayim, without any excessive rancor, ad hominem, personal attack. This is one of the great legacies of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a man of unsurpassed erudition, but at the same time, a moral paragon for what it means to rebuild a new society in the wake of destruction of a temple on the basis of Sinas Chinam. We'll continue with the persona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in tomorrow's message, God willing.